Baba Kama, Perakhes, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Chere Shota Vikatan, a deaf mute, someone who's insane, or a child, who are not, none of them are who are responsible for their actions, Pigi Asan Ra, any encounter with them, any which involving Nezek, is going to be bad news. You lose out either way. And that is, Hachovo Bahen, if you do damage to them, Chere Shota Vikatan, Chayav, you're liable for the damage you do to them. However, Vehem Shechovu Ba'cherim, but they, if any of those people who are not responsible, Chere Shota Vikatan, cause damage to anybody else, Peturin, they are Pater, because they are not B'nai Onshin, they can't be held responsible for their actions. Therefore, any type of encounter with them involving Nezek is going to be, you're going to be on the losing end. The Mishnah continues with a different case, which is slightly different. Ha'eved v'ha'isha, a slave, or a woman, pigiyasan ra, they also, an encounter involving Nezek with them is also bad news. You lose either way. Ha'chovo b'hen chayev, if you do damage to them, you're responsible. V'heim she'chovlu ba'acherim, however, if they cause damage to others, peturin, they're pater. However, there is one difference between them and chereshet v'katan. Avol mishalmin la'acher zman. However, they may be responsible to pay sometime later. Nisgarsha ha'isha, if the woman gets divorced, or nishtachar eved, the eved becomes freed. So once they have their own financial capacity, the woman by being divorced from her husband, or the eved by being free, chayovin l'shalim, then they will be responsible for paying because now they have their own financial independence. When they have the financial independence, they are still responsible for the actions they had when they were not financially independent.